Algonquin ANISHNAABEG Territory, Ottawa. December 7, 2021. The Tourism Industry Association of Canada, TIAC, and the Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada, ITAC, have agreed to formalize their partnership through a signed Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. This represents a concrete collaboration between the National Indigenous Tourism Organization and the National Advocacy Organization for the Tourism Industry in Canada. The primary goal of this MOU is to work collaboratively and coordinate efforts to provide leadership, advocacy and engagement opportunities, supporting the recovery of the Indigenous tourism sector in Canada. ITAC and TIAC will work together to share and develop knowledge, complementary expertise and market intelligence. This agreement confirms the work we have been undertaking for years with this powerful organization, said Keith Henry, President and CEO of the Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada. What's most important about this agreement is the positive effect it will have on Indigenous tourism businesses across Canada, and we hope it will be an inspiration for the continued collaboration of Indigenous organizations and provincial and national tourism associations across Canada. The Tourism Industry Association of Canada encourages the development of tourism in Canada and serves as the national private sector advocate for the tourism industry. Responsible for representing tourism interests at the national level, TIAC contributes advocacy work supporting policies, programs and activities that will benefit the tourism sector's growth and development nationally. It is our privilege to represent the suite of sectors that make up Canada's tourism industry at the national level. Indigenous tourism businesses are an integral part of the visitor economy and Canada's cultural attraction, said Beth Potter, President and CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of Canada. We look forward to our continued collaboration with ITAC and to the recovery and growth of the industry. Signing this MOU at our first in-person event since the pandemic gives us hope for the way forward.